voltage wiring needs.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined this segment here by Jamie Ramsey with the Riley County Senior Service Center. Thanks for being here.
I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Always glad to have you on here. Let's get right into it here. What's new at the Senior Center? I know we got a big event coming up on Monday.
On Monday is the annual Grow Green with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. And the center has an endowment with Grow Green. And so we are asking folks who would like to support the center to make a contribution to our endowment on that day, which is Monday the 22nd. And any gift you give above $25 is matched 50%. And last year we had, I think, the third largest number of participants. So we have folks who wait for this day and make their donation to the center through that endowment. So we're very appreciative of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's such a good deal here, and for a lot of nonprofits here, and of course you're one of them. What else do we have going on?
Well, so we're talking about money. So we've got the Grow Green, and then in May we've been requested to have a fabric sale. And so folks can begin bringing in their donations May 6th, and then our sale is actually May 15th from 9 to 3. And if you're a sewer, it's usually $1 a yard. There are notions, there are patterns, there are books. Usually we have a really good turnout for it. And what we found is that people will bring in their fabrics and then take fabric home. So it's kind of a recycling of fabrics. And so along that same line, when we talk about fabrics, we also have this really neat group going on about crocheting caps and kind of come down on Tuesdays, May 14th and May 28th, and sit around, and they're crocheting caps for chemotherapy patients and newborns. And there's a special kind of yarn. I'm not a crocheter, but if you'd like to know what kind of yarn and would you like to join us, just give us a call at the center, 537-4040, and we'll tell you the kind of yarn that you need to bring or use. We have some folks who would like to learn to crochet, and so we'll try to have somebody there to help you.
That's a wonderful deal there.
Isn't that?
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a good thing, and you're giving back to the community at the same time. Just wonderful deal there. And I see you also have a Lunch Bunch meeting as well.
Lunch Bunch is a group that goes out to various restaurants in town. Maybe they're single, they don't want to go out by themselves, but would like to go as a group. And there's some news. Sometimes they go to new restaurants. In the summer, they venture down to Aggieville, and so they will be going to El Tapatio?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Come on, somehow.
El Tapatio, maybe?
There you go, that's it.
Could be.
On Thursday, May 9th at noon. And they meet there, and they have tables reserved so that they can sit together. And we invite you to come and do that with us. And then we're having a Mother's Day celebration, Friday, May 10th. So we'll have a special lunch at noon. And then Jamie Spikes is going to be talking about buttons. Hmm. She evidently is a big creator of buttons and knows the history of them. And so I encourage you to come have lunch with us and stay in here, Jamie. Enlighten us about buttons. I'm sure we all, at least a certain generation, have button jars.
Uh-huh.
And so that'll be fun to hear.
Okay, well, that's cool. That's happening on May the 10th.
May 10th.
Okay, 12:45. Now, the presentations, that's what a lot of people come out there to the Senior Center for, I imagine.
They do. We try to have, kind of a variety of folks come in and on topics that our folks would are interested in. And in May, we're going to talk about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Mary Knapp, who's the Kansas State climatologist, is going to come and talk about what's ahead for us. And then followed behind that, that's going to be on Tuesday, May 21st. Followed behind that then, on the 22nd, we're going to have Raleigh County Emergency Management Coordinator come and talk about, are we prepared? And most of us just are not, and get caught short. So so those things will hopefully to put together what we're expecting and what you need to be prepared for, given our Kansas weather. And then the other really neat presentation that's happening in May is by Kevin Larson. And he's going to talk about the Blue River Valley before the dam. And that's going to be Tuesday, May 28th. And so for folks who might remember what that looked like, or who remember that the dam going in, it's kind of a nice way to revisit that history. And he does an absolutely wonderful job. He brings in lots of historical material so that you can kind of look at that that valley before they put in the dam.
Oh, that sounds pretty interesting.
And he does a marvelous job. So as I'm running through these, if you have a question, because I know we're talking in May, and if I've piqued your interest, call down to the center at 537-4040. If you need more information, if you want to know when you can sign up. Really would encourage you to do that.
All right. Well, yeah, obviously the weather and that's going to be a big thing here, especially May. May seems to be, I don't know, just living here in the Midwest for the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, it always seems to be May's the month we get hit with severe weather.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So perfect timing for these talks here. And it'll be interesting to hear the historical perspective of the dam. What about some other events here coming up? You got some tours?
We do have tours, and that's another thing we like to do, you know, one or two a month. But this one will be, we're going to the Beach Museum to see their Celebrating Heroes. And this is about the, during the New Deal, Roosevelt, in trying to employ folks, employed artists, and they did murals all over the country. And so that's what this exhibit is about. It's about those murals that were done during the New Deal. And so it will be Thursday, May 30th. And again, if you have an interest in going with us, just give us a call. We usually don't sign up for May until that first working day in May. We find that it gives everybody a chance to get their newsletter and a fair shot to call. And with presentations, it's not an issue. With tours, sometimes they're limited.
Okay.
So.
And I know the Alzheimer's Support Group, that's something, is that something new you've been doing?
We have done it for years.
Okay.
But we have a new care coordinator.
That's right.
who has kind of taken that as a focus to help with the support group. She has been working with the Beach Museum in terms of giving support to caregivers and then the person who has Alzheimer's in kind of a different way in bringing in, let's say, a picture and talking about it. And so that might evoke memories for the person who has dementia, and kind of a nice thing for the caregiver to participate in. She has also been working one-to-one with families, either with the initial diagnosis of Alzheimer's, or how do they get their affairs in order, and then how does that family cope? So that is a valuable, valuable service that it's now being funded through the Memorial Hospital grant, and we're so grateful for it because it's such a need.
All right. If anybody has questions and want to find where you guys are located at here in the community, where can they find you?
Sure. We are located at 4th and Leavenworth, and right on the corner. You can call us at 537-4040. And come down and see us. Talk to us on the phone. happy to tell you more about the programming that goes on at the center. And we always appreciate new people walking through the door.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Jamie, thanks for coming out once again. All right, Jamie.
Thank
Ramsey.
You.
And that'll do it here for this segment. We'll come back, talk smoke management plan next on News Radio KMAN.